This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hours after making landfall, Hurricane Michael has been downgraded to a Category 1 storm, but not before at least one person has been confirmed killed as a result of Michael. It intensified early Wednesday afternoon in Florida after it strengthened into a Category 4. Eric Blake is a specialist with the National Hurricane Center.
This is already expecting to be extremely devastating. The pictures have shown extensive tree damage, extreme storm surge flooding. It's expected to be a catastrophe in many parts of that area of Florida.
The hurricane will continue to spread inland Thursday across the Panhandle, then southeastern Alabama and southwestern Georgia. Protection of human rights in China has been on a downward trajectory by virtually every measure since President Xi Jinping assumed power in 2012. That's according to a U.S. congressional study concluded Wednesday. U.S. Senator Marco Rubio contributed to that report.
First, embed human rights throughout our bilateral relations. Second, prioritize reciprocity in every area of our bilateral relationship, including diplomacy, trade, investment, media, and cultural and academic exchanges. It's very simple. We should be treating them and their companies, their government, their products, their services, the same way they treat us. Third, holding Chinese officials accountable for abuses through sanctions and visa denials and the like. Fourth, promoting internet freedom and counter foreign disinformation here and abroad. And fifth, revamp export controls to ensure that American technology is not being used to commit or facilitate gross rights violations.
The report contends the Communist Party unflinchingly continues to preserve its monopoly on domestic political power through state-sponsored repression, surveillance, indoctrination, and brutality. This is